I just got off a motherfucking Teams call. These jobs are really letting us go.
Right now, a lot of older Americans are being laid off despite having decades of a really valuable experience. This one says most friends got laid off in the 50s. What to do? It's not even close. Once everyone turned 50, everyone's getting laid off. Out of my good six friends, four got hit between 22 and 24. It's just so wild. It's one of the toughest times out there, and there's probably age targeting going around. You already have a lot of people who are saying that it's hard. You know, they're older and now they just can't find another job. And this person says got laid off at age 60 after almost 20 years of a company, but can't really seem to find another job because the job market is not only saturated, but there seems to be a lot of discrimination because of her age. You already got people who are 58, like this individual, making from 100 grand to now making 50 grand. And a lot of times they can't find anything better because companies don't exactly want to hire older individuals. And that really sucks because these are going to be people who have the most amounts of experience. Check out some of these videos.
People are so unwilling to accept the fact that their life in corporate is over, that they just keep trying and trying and trying. I've seen this happen so many times as a recruiter, and it's actually really, really sad to see because I think they're wasting a big amount of their time. Like, there are people who are out of job for like years and years and years and years, and they keep trying to come back to corporate America. And the answer is, like, most of them are aged out of the process, aged out of the system. And I think the sooner you realize that, the better it is. There are so many people who have left the corporate world for whatever reason, and they're just so desperate to come back. When I think in today's world, talking about 2024 onwards, it's not like 2010 or 2008, where, like, let's say you were out of the workforce back then, you wanted to get back in, you could. Today, the competition for white collar jobs is so fierce with such new technological advancements this generation that if you're not with it, it's harder and harder to find a job. It really is. I mean, it has become much harder to survive in corporate today than it was a previous generation ago because of the advancement of technology and how important technological expertise is. So if you graduated in college in 1999 or 1995 or whatever, it's going to be way harder for you to come back to corporate than someone who graduated in, let's say, 2016, right? So ageism is ramping up in speed more and more. People just don't want to hear it. They want to act like the world has not changed. The world is the same world that we lived in pre-internet. And no, the world is drastically different. So the idea of people working a 30-year job and the job stability lasting a whole generation and more, all enough for your kids to go to college, that is dead and gone, except for a very, very small sliver of the marketplace. Other than a very, very, very small sliver where, like, let's say tenured professorships, unless there's something like a tenured position, really nothing is guaranteed to you. So I think in modern career advice is, I tell people all the time because I see it as a headhunter since I was 23 years old in 2011. So that's when I got into recruitment. That's my first job out of college. And I've never been an HR person, let me be honest with you, because people don't get it. People think HR and recruitment are the same. They're not. I've been a headhunter my whole life. And so I get to see a lot of people reaching out for me, desperate for jobs, like wanting me to represent them to jobs. And they would not even come close to qualifying because they're so far out of like the ideal range that a client would pay me a fee for. So what I keep trying to tell those people is, like, either you try and network yourself into a job, but if you're doing it for like 18 months, 24 months, God forbid 3 years, you know, if you keep trying to like squeeze yourself into a position, you are barking up the wrong tree because, like, scientifically, evidentially, the world is telling you like this is a dead end for you, right? Whether it's ageism, whether it's biases, whether it's whatever. Being bitter about that isn't going to change the outcome. The outcome that you want, which is prosperity and a good life and money, it can be achieved through other means. Be more creative, get out of this like corporate or bust mindset and go elsewhere. Because corporate today, they have their pick. Corporate today has their pick. Any corporation today offering solid benefits, because we don't have universal healthcare in America, any corporation today has their utmost pick. They can get amazing talent for very reasonable cost. very talented people who are in a much earlier stage in life. And so corporations do that. There's nothing stopping them from doing it. They're running a business, not a charity. So if you are someone who has fallen behind in their career, think twice about stressing yourself out, pushing yourself to the utmost to try and get a job in corporate, which, let's be honest, is soul-sucking, draining, and constantly political anyways. You know, even if you do get a job, it's no saying that you'll maintain your job. You could be also laid off. So, and then this whole cycle then repeats itself. So my genuine suggestion to people who are finding it really, 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 really hard to get a job in corporate is to eventually think, maybe I am aged out of the process. Maybe I am like no longer attractive to employers, and move on from there. Okay, fine. So route door one closes. Route A, option A, plan A closes. Go for plan B. There are a million things you can still do with your skill set, and you really need to start thinking bigger, thinking outside of the box, thinking beyond corporate, because the bills aren't going to pay themselves, and being too picky and only wanting an amazing white collar job with an amazing company with amazing benefits. Well, everybody wants those jobs, and those companies have their pick. The world is getting more and more competitive. That's reality. I'm not trying to pander to you.
Has anyone else realized that, like, the internalized misogynistic ageism that a lot of women in their 20s are suffering from today? First of all, it's, like, ramped up even more than it has been in the past, right? Like, even in the 90s, women would be, like, 35 in movies and TV shows, and they would be like, oh, like, you know, I'm not too old yet. But now it's, like, women are 25, and they're on here talking about how they're too old. And it's, like, it's crazy that it's not even just tied to, like, milestones of, like, marriage and having children. I think that women just have this, like, vague existential fear of just, like, existing as a woman who is not a child anymore. And I remember when Greta Gerwig's Little Women came out in 2019, and there was a lot of discourse around this about how, like, Little Women is still an enduring story, because Jo March is, like, the blueprint of a woman who doesn't really care about being a wife and a mother. She, like, just wants to, like, write her books and be her own person, and her life is still just as valuable as anyone else's. And even in the year of our Lord, 2025, women still have a lot to learn from Jo March, because even in this day and age, even with all the media about single, unmarried, childless women who are just, like, living their lives and focusing on their careers and their social lives and their friendships and everything else other than a husband and children, there are still women who, like, still just, like, don't get that their life is valuable outside of having a husband, outside of, like, being tied to a man, right? Because that's the whole thing about, like, when you're a child, you're, like, under the patriarchal ownership of your father, and then you have to, like, rush off and get married so that you know, your ownership can change hands from your father to your husband. Anyway, it's just crazy that, like, I see women who are, like, literally, like, on this app who are like, affirmation of the day, 23 is not too old. And it's like, but too old for what, bitch? Too old for what? Anyway, it's crazy. It's like, women just don't even know how to exist. Women don't know how to, like, haven't imagined a life for themselves outside of XYZ.
All right, so I'll give you the lowdown here in just a second. I'm here to pick up my stuff, but a bunch of you asked me to call the company out, and do with it what you will. Do not harass the company, but I will let you know the company. There you go. Located in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. All right, so don't harass the employer, okay? But people ask me to call it out, so I'm calling it out just so that should anybody in the Chippewa Falls area want to work for them, just know that don't give a two-week notice. But with that said, I'm going to do another video, because my channel actually is over 1,000 followers now. Thank you very much for all that, and thank you for all the kind words. But I called it out just so that, you know, people know. And I'll do another video, because now my link in my bio works for my Etsy business, my e-commerce business. And also I added a Cash App just in case somebody wanted to buy me a cup of coffee or something. But I did add that stuff, and I will do another video all about that, but I had to stop and get gas. But you guys asked me to call it out, so I had at least 1,000 or so people, and I had people message me, say, hey, I'm from that area. Will you at least let me know who the company is so that I don't, you know, if I do work there, I just know how they operate. You know, the supervisor is a good guy. I talked to him when I was picking up my stuff, and he was real cordial, real polite. The guy's name's Andy. He's a great supervisor to work for, and it just happened that his hands got tied. It made it into upper management, apparently, whatever the problem was. Again, I even asked him what it was, and he wouldn't tell me. So it wasn't his decision. It was somebody else's decision. It went all the way up into upper management, which would be Amanda in HR, and then also Troy. He's the one that's going to be taking over the company, and he's a millennial, and he's a business administration, or Matt has a master's in business administration or whatever. So his way of thinking is completely different than people on the floor. But I just thought I'd share that with you, and I'm going to get some gas, and then I'll do another video here a little bit later to talk about my Etsy link and the Cash App and all that stuff. All right, you guys have a great day. Peace.
Who's going to hire a woman in her 70s? Nobody. Let's be real. They're laying off people right and left, and I wasn't about to go look for a 9-to-5 just to supplement the income that I'm getting from Social Security. I'm Darlene. I'm just a regular grandma that said enough is enough. I'm not going to live in scarcity. I'm not going to, you know, struggle these latter days. And so I went and prayed and said, God, I need something that will help me supplement. And thank you, Jesus. He definitely did it. I found a blueprint that was made by another grandma. And she's now become a multimillionaire in just a couple of years. And this automated system, this blueprint that she has us all working on a daily basis. I mean, how would you like to be talked to for 5 to 6 to 7 minutes a day and someone telling you step by step what to do, how to make money online, how to attract customers to e-learning courses and programs that we are blessed to be able to market at 100% profit. That's what I'm doing. If you have a phone, if you have Wi-Fi, and if you have a coachable spirit, I always say, you know, it's a new skill we have to learn, but it's not difficult, not at all. So do yourself a favor, not me, do yourself a favor and put ready in the comment, and I'll send you the same blueprint that she sent me. You will be pleasantly surprised.
That leaves us with no income. Ask me if I care, because I don't. I don't care right now. It's the weirdest thing. My whole life I have been so... Give me plan A, plan B, plan C, backup plan upon backup plan. I got to save every penny that I earn, save for retirement. And here I am, you know, still 10 years away from retirement. And I don't give a rat's, you know what, whether we have a job that's bringing in money or not. It is the weirdest thing. So we're just going to build a business, enjoy our lives, sell a few assets, live a little bit more meager, and maybe that's not the right word, live more careful, and see if that can get us where we want to be, because I think where I want to be is happy and not freaking tired all the time. And I know what I don't want is him going to work 8 o'clock in the morning and coming home every night at 7 o'clock exhausted. So here we go.
So I got laid off 3 weeks ago now. I took the first few days and cried. I think I was in shock. And then after that, I've just been contemplating life. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm actually really good at what I do. The industry I'm in is really slow right now, but I had a big milestone birthday last week. I'm 50. Turned 50. Yay me. I'm at this crossroads. I feel like I'm at a crossroads in life. Do I take the path I know and hope that I can find something? Or do I find travel down some other unknown path in life that's scary and new. 2025 was supposed to be my year. I was going to work on my health, wealth. I had already been thinking, gosh, there's got to be more. There's got to be more. But again, so scary. I'm 50. I need some advice. I need some ideas. If you love what you do, especially at my age, or even younger than me, because I don't feel 50. I don't act 50. Not that 50 is old. I'm just saying. I still have a lot of energy in me. Still a lot of life. And yeah. So I gotta decide something soon because I need a job. So please share. I need some pick-me-up. I need a pick-me-up. I need to have some hope. I need to know that there's options out there. Yeah, some advice would be great. Again, what are we doing? What's everybody doing? What is confident, successful, fun women doing? I need some advice. Thanks, bye.
Come with me as I make breakfast with my family this morning and tell you how I'm planning my comeback in this season. Because this season of my life, it's not just about bouncing back. It's about rebuilding on my own terms. And I told you before, this comeback is not going to be loud. It's not going to be flashy, but it is going to be slow, soft, and definitely intentional. Now, after getting laid off at 50, I realized I couldn't just wing it anymore. I needed a real roadmap, a framework, if you say. So me and my assistant, good old ChatGPT, got together and recreated four pillars that's going to guide me through this comeback. They are mindset, physical, financial, and purpose. Each of these pillars are important to a successful comeback in my life. Mindset is the first thing we're going to start with because you can't rebuild your life without rebuilding your mind. Physical is, I want to feel good about the body because this version of me deserves to feel good in her own skin again. Financial, creating multiple streams of income and really seeing the fruits of my labor from those streams. And purpose, it's not just about chasing the money. It's about chasing a life that makes sense to me in this stage. This is my life after layoff. Welcome to my new comeback series.
Do you know what sucks is being over 45 and trying to find a job in the marketplace, but I've got a couple of really good tips for you. And I think these are things that people don't typically talk about in the interview process, so I want to help you out. You know, your skills will get you to the interview, but once you're in the interview, your energy is what matters more than anything. Your energy is your personal brand. I'm a 58-year-old Gen X mom, and I have been in operational roles for, gosh, like the last 35 years. And I've always been a hiring manager in those roles. And I've also up-leveled my career in my 50s multiple times. So I feel like I've earned that expert badge at this point to give you some really good tips and tricks. I find that most candidates that come in that have a lot of experience on their resume and are older tend to be a little bit too formal, long-winded, or too serious is another one. The hiring manager will instantly think this person is outdated. They are a dinosaur, and we are not going to do that. Remember, age is not your problem. Bias out in the marketplace is. So let's counteract some of that. So when you first come into the room, or if it's over Zoom or something like that, the first thing that you're going to want to make sure is that you've got a warm and inviting vibe. You want to make sure that you are smiling, that you are kind of sitting up straight, that the lighting looks good on you. You are making eye contact with the interviewer. You want to speak with natural and upbeat energy, and you're not trying to act young. You just want to come across as professional and lively. So what does that look like? When the interview first starts and it's your turn to talk for the first time, I always make sure that I show gratitude. So I will do something like, oh my gosh, I have been so looking forward to connecting with all of you this week. And I just first want to say, I really appreciate you all making the time for this. I can't wait to get started. So now you're setting the tone with everyone in the room. It kind of lightens things up. And you know, if you didn't notice, I did a little subtle thing where I showed how my hands were open. And that really is like a psychological trick that says, I'm approachable. I have nothing to hide. Now, the next thing is you really want to keep your answers crisp. They are going to probably ask you, tell us a little bit about yourself. So don't launch into a 5-minute history lesson about yourself. You should have already strategically written this out and really thought about what keywords that you want to use, and making sure that this is like more of a Reader's Digest version of yourself.
I can't believe I'm saying this, and I wouldn't have believed it until recently. But here's why getting laid off may be the best thing that ever happened to you. If you've been laid off recently, or you fear that you might be, especially if you're over 50, you may believe that ageism has something to do with it. I know that I retired 5 years ago, and the last 10 years of my career, I was always fearful that I'd be laid off for a younger person who would make less. But a lot of the fear that we feel is because we've been taught that you have to have a job, get promoted, get elevated in that job, save for retirement, and that's the way this whole thing works. It's all dependent upon a 9-to-5 job. But I've discovered in the last several years that this is no longer the case. I don't have to be fearful because there are other options. Technology is opening the door, and social media is opening the door for me to make as much money as I want. I spent over 2 years looking at various forms of digital marketing, which is a wonderful avenue. And depending on what you want to get out of it and what your skill set is, there are various forms that will work really well for you. But at my age, I needed something really simple. I needed something low cost because I didn't want to spend $500 to $1,000 on a program and try and sell it. I didn't want to do Etsy, Pinterest, any of those kind of things. So I needed something really simple and low cost, but that would still produce the amount of money that I wanted to earn. The side hustle that I found would work really well for you, especially if you've been laid off or you fear that you might be. It's a great way of protecting your financial future by working a couple hours a day. What I'm offering you is a legit business opportunity, something that'll remove the fear and allow you to take control rather than depending upon your 9-to-5 job. I know from personal experience that a lot of the fear that you're feeling is because you lack control over your finances. The best way to conquer that fear is to take action. The first step, drop an emoji into the comments. I'll shoot you off the information about this legit business opportunity. It'll be the best decision you ever made.
So, lots of layoffs. Me included, this week. Well, not this week. I was laid off a couple weeks ago, but everybody knows now, so I can be public about it. It's important to remember that the numbers that they're showing you is like a small amount of their actual workforce. Like AWS lifted 15,000 employees. I don't know how many total employees they have, but that's not a big number. The original reason that they said that they laid off these employees is that they needed the cash to buy AI chips at that moment so that they could use those chips for future use. Now, I don't know if AWS is cash strapped. That seems like a problem. You can't buy the stuff you want to buy. I mean, just wait till it goes on sale, right? Or maybe it's, you know, I've always never loved the layoff situation because it always seems like a money grab by the corporation, by upper management, to get some number so that they can get a bonus or a profit some other way. So get rid of layoffs.
Hey, y'all. I am working on one of my little side gigs right now. I'm taking care of this cutie, this little cutie and her sister while the family's away on a little vacation. And it's, you know, you have to come by. I don't have to, but I've come by their house several times and fed the dogs, but just spent some time with them. And, you know, it's therapeutic for me. So I feel like everything I'm doing right now is benefiting me as well. And there's just been a lot of blessings that have come my way since my last post. I keep waiting for the right time when my hair's right, my makeup's on. I have no makeup on. I need a haircut. It's bad. But whatever. I mean, I put myself out there and I was vulnerable to let you all know that I was at a food bank on my last post. And since then, people have sent me money. People from my high school. It's so humbling and it's just hard to explain. I mean, 8 months ago, I had a great job making more money than I've ever made. Really nice position and title, and I loved what I did. I worked hard to get there. So you never know from one day to the next how things can change. But so if you're in a situation right now, first of all, thank you so much to all my classmates from our high school for sending me blessings on blessings on blessings. This has been amazing and just humbling. So some things that I've learned from this season about when you're in a position of, in a good season, when you're making good money, do everything you can to pay off all the bills you can. Don't accumulate any debt. It makes it easier on you. Number one. Number two is, if you are signing up for something and they give you the option to do the year, if you really like the things, for example, I signed up for FunFitFab for a year when I had money. And that's just a nice luxury. But right now I'm getting that. So I'll be getting a winter box, which is awesome because I need shampoo, I need moisturizer, makeup, all that stuff. So I'm so happy that I signed up for the subscription. But stock up, pay your bills, be prepared, and put what you can in savings, and trust God with everything you do. And I'm just so thankful for all the blessings that I've seen and experienced in this last week or two. So y'all have a great Monday evening, and hopefully next time I talk to you, I will have on some makeup or something. Anyway, bye.
If you're over 40, you should prepare to be a consultant. I know that since all of the layoffs are now hitting the tech industry, that a lot of white-collar workers are finally starting to understand what I have known for a very long time, and that is that when you get to be over 40, corporate America is done with you. There is a very good chance, the older that you get in your corporate job, that they are going to find a reason to get rid of you. Once you're over 40, especially once you're over 45, and if you're nearing or over 50, you are a short timer. This is not your grandfather's economy. This is certainly not even your parents' economy, where people could get a job and stay in it for 20 or 30 or 40 years and retire and have a pension or whatever. This ain't that. There's a lot of people who are like, why can't we do anything about ageism? We got to get these companies in trouble. That's not going to happen. The number of job postings that are fake, that they're never going to hire somebody over 44, you can't prove it. There are select individual cases where people have been able to prove ageism is the reason that they either didn't get a job or that they lost their job. But it's only when a person who works for the company says or does something really fucking stupid, like say, well, you're getting old, so we have to let you go. You cannot combat this. You can't fix it. You can't change it. And it's been like this for a really long time, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And I can tell you, as someone who has had 3 career layoffs, my second one at age 48 and my last one when I was 54, it's not getting any better. You need to have a plan starting at age 40 for what you're going to do to make money if you lose your job and you're never going to be able to get a good paying full-time job again, like the one that you had. People without a plan often end up working places like retail jobs, restaurant jobs, hospitality jobs. These are the jobs that are booming in our economy. Unfortunately, they are low paying. They are extremely difficult. They require you to have completely open availability most of the time. There's not much of a path for promotion, and most of them don't have any benefits. Those people, I worked in those industries for 15 years. Those people are the backbone of the country, and those jobs are really important. And, you know, no diss or ding to anybody that works those jobs. But if you have gotten your butt in a cushy office job for the last 10, 15 years, and you are 40 or over 40, you need to have a plan. What I tell a lot of people who come to me for job search advice and for resume help is, what if you knew right now that you were never, ever going to be able to get another job paying what you were making, doing what you were doing? What if you knew that already? What would you do to make money? Now, I'm not saying don't continue to look for work, and I'm not saying that nobody over 40 is able to find another job. Lots and lots of people are able to go on and find another job, but there are a growing number of people who are not. And I have heard from them by the hundreds because of the articles that I have written about ageism and poverty and being laid off when you're over 45. Figure out what you're going to do. I suggest freelancing or consulting or upskilling into another profession that you can either start while you're still working, or something that you could activate very quickly with minimal training. For example, some people go into real estate. Some people become a traveling radiologist. Those jobs are in very high demand. But for many of us, myself included, there are physical limitations as to what you can do when you are over 45. And this is why it is just criminal and awful when we see people who are in their 60s and 70s and sometimes in their 80s bagging groceries or working as a greeter or like collecting carts at the grocery store. It's because they really need the money and there's no work available to them. And that area between 40 and 60 or 70, corporate America considers you unemployable if you don't already have a job. If you are over 40, sit down and figure out today what you would do. What else could I do for work if I knew that I was going to lose my job tomorrow and I would never be able to get another job like the one that I had? Maybe put it in a folder and it's part of your emergency plan if and when you get laid off. And especially if you feel like, ooh, things are not good at work. Ooh, I feel like they're going to lay people off. Ooh, I've heard some things. Some people have said some things to me. I got written up for something weird when I've always had great reviews and now they seem to have a problem with my work. These are all warning signs. It's coming. You really have to think, what if they kicked me out and they wouldn't let me back in? You think it can't happen, but it can. What would you do? Figure it out. And good luck.
I just wanted to show you, this is Indeed.com. And all these jobs are supposed to be available, you know. Income for Clovis and Portales, New Mexico. And there's jobs listed, yeah. But if you want to... job in this town, you know, finding a job is hard. Literally. Even if you could get a job in this town, if you're over the age of 50, they won't even help you get a job at all. I have literally applied everywhere. Every one of these jobs I've applied for. And I can't even get an interview at all. I've tried left and right. I put it underneath different deals, and I've tried, and I've gotten interviews, but they look at my age, and all of a sudden, it's like, hey, it's like, you know, they won't contact you, they won't give you the time of day, you call them on the phone, they don't want to answer the phone, the managers don't want to answer the phone, it's like, what's the deal? So I decided to write a letter today to my, to Walmart, because I can't even get a job at Walmart. And yet I've got experience, but they don't want somebody with experience. They want somebody that's young and dumb and full of whatever, but they won't give a man that's got experience a job. I've even gone through an agency called Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, and all these jobs available, and I have applied for each and every one of them here in Clovis and Portales, New Mexico. And I can't even get in the door. Because 90% of the time it's because of my age. They don't want to hire old folks. So I wrote a letter to Walmart because I can't even get a job working at Walmart. I call them, I do the application and tell them who I am and everything. And that I've got the experience. So I wrote them a letter stating that I've got this, all this experience and all this knowledge. And then ever since Sam Walton's been gone, and everything, and he died. Walmart just, for some unknown reason, doesn't like to hire people anymore. Makes no sense. I can't even get a job shoveling shit at all in this whole damn area. I guess if you're 57, you're supposed to just lay down and die. Well, I've tried that. I've laid down and asked God to take me. Nope, he hadn't let me go yet. I guess I'm just made to suffer. So, you know, if you're old, I've even got to the regular unemployment department, and they've sent me on the app for interviews and everything, but it's quite obvious if you're old, you can't get a job in this town. I'm just letting you know, so. And if it's hard for me, imagine how hard it's going to be for you. A person that's looking for a job like me. And yet I got experience and I can't get a job. And the younger generation, they don't have the experience and they can't get a job. So what's the deal? I don't know. I wish I could tell you. I wish I could tell you why I can't get a job. I even told people I'd even work for half the price of minimum wage. But nope, no success. I guess they just don't want old people working for them anymore.
I'm 55, I don't have a job, and I will never have a job ever again because I found a way to legitimately make a full-time income by working only 2 to 3 hours a day from home or anywhere. No fancy tech skills, no experience, and no social media following needed. It's not an MLM, you don't have to bother friends and family, and you will never ever have to hear the word no doing this. This is high-ticket digital marketing and promoting done-for-you educational training programs that are in high demand and where your top earner is $900. And if you're ready to learn how to work smarter, not harder, ready to invest in a digital marketing program that genuinely can make you executive level income without the grind, then comment yes, and I'm happy to send you more information.